In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. So there is no feast day for today. It is a ferial day, but we do have two commemorated saints, first of St. Giles, abbot, and then the 12 holy brothers, martyrs. So we'll hear a little bit about these commemorations today. The 12 holy brothers were natives in a city in North Africa where they all suffered grievous torments for the faith. They were not actually all brothers, but a company of holy men. So this was in one of the various persecutions in the early church, and they were all taken captive there in North Africa. They were tormented and then sent into Italy, where they were martyred in various places. Four of them were beheaded in Potenza, Italy. Three were beheaded in Venosa. The other five were beheaded in Sentenziana on various days. So all of them, this whole company of holy men, was given the commemorated on today, September 1st, when the last of them were beheaded. And the point there is they call these 12 holy brothers, even though they were not actually blood brothers. But the idea is that our faith gives us a greater relation than anything else, right? More than being fellow citizens, more than being fellow countrymen, more than even than being in the same family, the importance of being baptized and in the same faith, the Catholic faith, that's the biggest tie. I think it's the Catholic Church is the one place where water is thicker than blood, right? The water of baptism. So St. Giles, another great member of that band of brothers, right, spanning time and space, was abbot, born in the year 650 in Athens. So he was Greek by nationality and born to noble parents, wealthy. And in some accounts, it says he was born into a royal family. But regardless, he, from an early age, wanted nothing to do with it, any of it. He sought solitude, retreat from the world, and his parents died when he was still a young man, and he gave away everything. All of his, the money, the prestige, whatever it was, he gave it all away and retired into the countryside. However, even there, people were seeking him out because of he was renowned for holiness, for sanctity. And this is not what he wanted. And so he left for France, sailed across, just traveled to France. And along the way, he saw a poor man and gave to him one of the only things he had left, which was his cloak. So he gives it to this poor sick man, and as soon as the sick man puts it on, he's healed, cured of his sickness. And so he's no longer sick and a little bit less poor because now he has this cloak. So that was the kind of thing that St. Giles wanted to get away from. People were following him for that. So he goes off and he ends up in this woods. It was a tributary by the river Rhone in this little stand of woods there. And he lives there for like 30 years, eating roots, herbs, whatever he can find in the forest. And apparently the diet wasn't good enough. He needed more sustenance, but he wasn't going to do anything. And so God sent a deer, which he milks. And he gets this milk from this deer, and that's what he drinks. So this milk and herbs and roots, and God provides. So he lives there in solitude for like 30 years. And you would think that, you know, if you have some cranky old guy living in the woods for 30 years, he doesn't want to change. He's got his routines. He doesn't see anybody else. He's by himself. And if you think that, you know, sometimes we're irritating to each other, imagine if you didn't see anybody for 30 years. How irritating would other people be, right? Now, that's the temptation. That's what happens in the world. There are, like, stories about that. This crotchety old, you know, guy's living off somewhere is antisocial, you know, whatever it may be. But what happened to St. Giles shows that the saints are completely master their nature. So one day, the king's men are hunting out there in the forest, and they start tracking that deer that gives St. Giles milk. And so this deer runs off, and where's this doe going to go? She's going to go where she feels safe. So she runs straight to the cave of St. Giles, and the huntsmen follow the deer. And they can't really see into the cave, so one of them shoots an arrow in, and it hits St. Giles in the hand. And so they're completely taken by surprise to see somebody living out here in the middle of nowhere, but they've heard of him. They know who it is. So the king and his men are they see for themselves how he lives, his austerity of life, his eminent sanctity. And so the king asks St. Giles, I want you to found a monastery. I want you, who lived alone for 30 years by yourself, now to take charge of not just all the holy men that want to live here, but now all the pilgrims and people that are going to start showing up to this place. So completely different, absolutely the opposite of what St. Giles wanted to get away from. That's why he left Greece, and now, towards the end of his life, he's being asked to do the one thing in life he didn't want to do. And that is exactly what God asks of us. And that is exactly what we are supposed to accept. And St. Giles accepted it. I mean, imagine one day after 30 years, your whole life changes. How many people say that? How many times does that happen to people? They lose a family member, or they lose their limbs, or some disaster happens. They lose everything. And what happens to, normally we're tempted to despair, to fall into depression, to lose our faith. God, where were you? How could you let this happen to me? Not St. Giles, right? Not the saints. That one moment, everything changes, and they accept it as the will of God. Obviously, this is what God wants from me right now. And a sign of that was being struck in the hand by that arrow. St. Giles never treated the wound. He left it that way. He never put anything on it, and it pained him for the rest of his life. It was kind of like a little mini stigmata in his hand. But that was a sign that St. Giles accepted whatever happened. If it happens to me, that's the will of God. Anything coming from me is my opportunity to show my conformity, to show my love of God. But anything happens to me, that's God showing me what he wants from me. So that is, I would say, just a tremendous example there from St. Giles. And he did. He founded a monastery. The monks came. He ruled very well. And many pilgrims came, and in fact, the St. Giles Abbey and Cathedral eventually became, a big town sprang up there. It became one of the stops along the way to the El Camino, the Compostela Santiago, that people would travel along the way to Spain. So, what an example, right? And I would challenge everyone, all of us, to think about that. When disaster happens to us, when our whole life changes, why? Why are we tempted towards faithlessness? Why are we tempted towards despair? When it's obviously this is what God wants for me. It's just another sign a God wants our life to change. It's going to be different. It's going to be a little bit harder. I'm going to ask of you different things. You know, we get set in our ways and we think, okay, God, I want you to make my life comfortable. I want you to keep life the way that it is. Keep my finances in order. Keep my family in order. Keep my social life in order. Keep my spiritual life in order. I don't want to suffer the dark night of the soul. And then when that dark night comes, you know, when that change comes, we get all upset. That we're just totally missing the boat, right? That is how progress happens, is we don't stay, we're not supposed to stay the same in the spiritual life, is we're supposed to grow. And how else do we grow except by being tested? And you know what is the Latin word for test is tempto, temptare, temptation. That's a testing, right? It's a growing. It's supposed to be increasing us and making us stronger. So St. Giles passed that test with flying colors. Let the rest of us think about that, right? When we are tested, let it not be a test in the negative sense, a test of faith in that we're wavering, but a test of faith, okay, now here's my chance to make it even stronger. So let us be willing to change what we've been doing up till now, even good things. If we've been doing something good, maybe God is asking us to do something different that's also good. Or maybe he's asking us to give up a bad habit we've had up till now. Give it up. Be willing to change, just like St. Giles was, at the drop of a hat. So let's pray very much for his intercession and for that grace from God. God bless you all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.